Tell everyone, we're on page 179. We're up to Simon Tuf Pei Beis. We've really finished off the Iker Dinim of the El Seder. We've gone all the way from Kadesh to Nirtza when we've talked about all the lachas that are there. The next number of Simonim from Tuf Pei Beis and through Tuf Pei Vav are really talking about side inyanim that could come up at El Seder. Most of these things are not going to come up in most people's regular nights of Pesach. However, they could come up theoretically. And number two, you'll see a lot of things that are going to come up that are really going to point to different halachas that we've already learned and to flesh them out even more so. The first thing over here in Simon Tuf Pei Beis is talking about someone who does not have enough matzah. Or for that matter, there's not enough shmura matzah. Shmura matzah, you need shmura matzah in order to be yotzei yedei chavasa. That means it's really been, how long it has to be watched on. It really has to be watched from shas ksira that makes sure that no liquid has touched it. Okay, it's shomer mishat ksira. If you don't have it, shomer mishat ksira, you're not really going to be yotzei yedei chavas of your mitzvah matzah. You only have one kazayis of such matzah for Leil Pesach. So what do you do? So mishain lo matzah mishum meris al kazayis. Someone only has one kazayis of matzah shmura. So what is he going to do? Mivarech al achilas maror v'ochal. He's going to go straight to the maror and he's going to eat it. As we're going to see, it's in the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't mean, what about a motzi? We're going to get to a motzi in a second. Okay? He's going to first do the mitzvah of maror. He's going to eat his maror. Ukshigomer sudasal. After he then has shulchan aruch and he gets to tzafun, he gets to ready for afikoman. He's going to finish his suda with his non-shmura matzahs, regular matzahs, that's not shmura. When he gets a tzafun, he's going to make now his alachilas matzah. He's going to eat this kazayis at this point. This is going to be his mitzvah matzah night. And the zecher for the afikoman, zecher the korban pesach, they eat the alat sova at this point. The eno toim achar of klum at this point, he is not going to eat anything more after that. Let's see a couple of Mishnah Berurahs over here. He only has one kazayis. Katan Beis says, vinkei, im yochlu barishon, if you would go ahead and eat his matzah right away. If you go ahead and eat when he makes a motzi matzah and his matzah and makes his achilas matzah at this point, lo yilul afikoman, he's not going to have anything for afikoman. V'myurtzel et seizbo gam makom afikoman, if he wants to yotzi now his afikoman and his motzi matzah right now, what's going to be the problem? In kein lo yir rashay lachol acharav, he's not going to be able to eat anything afterwards because ain't af maftir an achar pesach afikoman. So therefore, if he only has one kazayis a shmura matzah, he can't have it at motzi matzah. Therefore, we wait till later on in order that he can be yotzi motzi matzah, yotzi and mitzvah matzah, and be mekayim his afikoman. Otherwise, other than that, he's not going to be able to do both. That's why we do it in this funny way of doing maror first. When we say maror first, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkan Gimel, wrote Salomar la'achar shemivarech b'tchila birkas amotzi levad al matzah she'enu mishameres. First, what does he do when he gets to what we call motzi matzah? It's not going to be motzi matzah. He's going to take non-shmura matzah, two of them, and make his amotzi in order to be yotzi lacha mishnah at this point. He'll have non-matzah shmura. He can't make his alachilis matzah because it's not real matzah that he can be yotzi dechavasa. Then he turns to the mara and he has his mara. He can't do a kricha, do a hell sandwich without matzah shmura. It's not going to be shaykh anymore. It's not going to be shaykh either. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out at the end of Sifkat and Gimel. Ha-mechaber, hishmitina dekricha. The mechaber leaves out the din of the karich sandwich. U-masha desfirle, delimitzar chinle kricha. We're not going to make this guy do a kricha. Mishim de'en lo matzah shmura kazayis, because he only has one kazayis of matzah shmura. U-mematzah she'enu shmura lo chashiv kricha she'enu matzah klal. Matzah she'enu shmura, that's not a kricha, because he's not using matzah. So he's like, he's just having a marah sandwich. A marah sandwich, here he's mekayim marah, there's no point in doing it. And therefore, that's what he's going to do. He's going to make a motzi on the non-shmura matzah. He's going to have his maror, he'll make his alachilas maror. He'll have his suda, and then the suda, he'll have his tzafun. At that point, he'll make the alachilas matzah and his one kazayis matzah, and he'll be yotzi matzah and his afikomen all at the same time. You have to realize, this might not so, this sounds like a joke to us, but back in the day, to have matzah was not the most poshut thing. You're in a little shtetl, you think you had matzah, okay, and you realize at the last moment that the matzah was not really watched properly, and they're left with very little matzah shmura for the little shtetl. What are they going to do? That's what they're going to do. Halach l'maisa in this case, it probably happened in Russia not so long ago, things like shiles like this, where people did not have matzah that they can be yotzei yedei chavasa with. What are you going to do if you get your hands on only one kazayis? This is what you're going to do. The Rama says, mi she'en lo bezeles rak gimel matzahs. What if you only have three matzahs for both nights? So what are you going to do? Yivarech l'al rishon ha-motzi v'al achilas matzah. You'll take all three matzahs the first night. Make ha-motzi and al achilas matzah. V'chein ha-kricha ha-kol min ha-prusa. You're going to take your prusa, you're going to have your achilas matzah and kricha. I guess they had very, very large matzahs in order to be yotzi. Well, a kazayas of al achilas matzah and a kazayas of korech with this prusa. U'beza shlemas l'al beza. You're going to leave over the two whole matzahs for the second night, so you could have lacha mishnah on the second night. Obviously, if you're not going to have enough kazais for other people to say, you're going to have to use it the first night, which is the real ikker night of Pesach. You just go ahead and use it all for that night. What could happen is, what if you have a chola who can only have a minimal amount of matzah? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Vav on page 180, second line in. This is the chola sheini yachol echol rak kazayis. So you have a chola, forget about shmura or not shmura, he can only have one kazayis of matzah. What's he going to do at this point? A chola, omishein lo shum matzah rak kazayis, or he doesn't have any non shmura matzah, he only has one kazayis of shmura matzah and no non shmura matzah. What's he going to do? So yochol tavshilo below amotzi, he'll go ahead and have his shulchan aruch, he'll have his suda without matzah. He's not going to make amotzi lechemina arts beforehand. The acher sudasa, after he had his suda, he had his meat and stuff like that, the yotzi. Ona yantav and suda without bread. Acher sudasa, yivarach ha-motzi v'alchiles matzah v'yochol to kazayis. He'll wait till have it once again after the suda, because once he has the kazayis matzah, which is going to be both his motzi matzah and his afikom, and he can't eat anymore. So therefore he's going to eat now without a motzi, and then he's going to go ahead and eat afterwards. Fine, that's what you're going to do in this case. Moving on to Simon Tuf Pei Gimel. Tuf Pei Beis is someone who does not have enough matzah. Tuf Pei Gimel is someone who does not have enough wine or grape juice for his dalet kosos. Once again, back in the day, this could be very lamaiso. It was very, very expensive to have these things. And it was not so posh that everyone had his own dalet kosos of wine. So what do we do? Says the Mechaber over here, quoting the riff in the end of Arab Sachim Misha, Ein lo yayin bilal Pesach, Mekadesh al pas. Someone who does not have wine for his dalet kosos, what he does, like the other nights of the year, you could make kiddush on your bread. Over here it's talking about your matzah. You're going to make kiddush on the matzah. Shemivarech hamotzi. You make hamotzi at shas kiddush. Ubotzeya. Umeiniach yadav alayim. And then you break the matzah, because now you want to have lechemoni. You break the matzah right now. Umeiniach yadav alav ad shegomar kiddush. You make, you place your hand on the matzah until you finish with kiddush. Umevarech al achilas matzah at kaddish. You're going to now make your achilas matzah because you made the kiddush on the matzah. You're going to make and eat the matzah after kiddush. You make your achilas matzah. The ochel right away. The acher kach ochel shar yirakos. Then you move into after kaddish. You do orchatz. You can't orchatz and karbis. You're not going to do orchatz even because you washed before kiddush over here because you had to make a motzi on the bread. So therefore, you're going to move right into Karpas. V'achach ochel shar yirakos. U'mesalik ha-shulchan. Then you're going to move the shulchan away so the tinokos ask their questions. V'omer man ishtana. V'kol ha-gadol ha-gal Yisrael. So you're going to say the whole agada until Gal Yisrael. And then you've already done motzi matzah already. You already mekayim your mitzvah of matzah. So at this point, you skip right to maror. U'mevarech ala maror v'ochel. V'achar kach. Now you're going to do korech. You do the deal. You have enough matzah right now. You just don't have enough wine. Now you'll have your korech sandwich, v'achar kach, korech matzah, umarur v'ocha b'lo bracha. You're going to eat what's good. Eat the korech sandwich like we do every other time without a bracha. He's signifying over here, your bracha you said on amotzi and the alachias matzah, that's supposed to go on the korech sandwich, as we learned earlier on. Over here, this is going to happen well before the agada. So once again, you should try not to be masik, and you'll just masik with the agada. Try not to be masik with other things during this time. Okay, that is what you're going to do if you do not have enough, you do not have wine for your dalet kosos. However, then the Ruma comes in and says like this, in our Medinos where they have this minag, that people normally drink this type of mashka that was made out of honey, that they called med, okay, made vash, you're allowed to use this special drink for your dalet kosos. Some say you don't make kiddush on other beverages. V'li nira. The maskana of the Rama is if one does not have dalet kosos, he does not have wine, he does not have grape juice. V'li nira de le'inyan dalet kosos, when it comes to dalet kosos, yesh lismoch aman de omar, de mitkachin al shar mashkin, we can be somach on the shita that holds that you're allowed to use chomer medina for dalet kosos. Imu chomer medina, kawash yispar la'alsam in ein reish base. So therefore, if you have chomer medina, even though you do not have wine or grape juice, you're allowed to go ahead and use that. So that is what one wants to do. Let's say someone is allergic to wine. He's not allowed to have wine or grape juice. This one, they're going to have Chamer Medina. The Shailas of different. We're not going to get into all the different things that are Chamer Medina. Yes, there's a lot of things that are Suffolk Chamer Medina. The things that are better used for Chamer Medina during the year is beer and whiskey that you obviously do not have Lel Seder, I hope, because that is Chametz Gomor. Okay, so what are you going to use? Coffee, tea, some would hold is Chamer Medina. Perhaps a natural juice, a fruit juice might be Chamer Medina, and things like this. Therefore, any type of chashev beverage, you have something that's a chashev beverage that you would serve to guests. In a case of machshav them, that could be perhaps you have Chamer Medina, you could use those for your dalet kosos. That's what you're going to do if you do not have dalet kosos. So we cover the dinner of what you're going to do if you don't have matzah, and if you don't have your dalet kosos, ad kan for today.